flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Pomp and Joe. Pomp will be back Monday, presumably. Donnie Football's here because it's a Donnie Football Friday, which means it's a quiz show, which means it's tied 5-5. We got this week, and we got the Super Bowl edition of the quiz show. So this could be big because who wins today can clinch next week. Who's first, Limits?
I personally don't know why the quiz show is this week and not winner take all next week. What if we tie the next 2 weeks?
Then we have a bonus question. One question. It'll be even more exciting. Way to undercut the quiz show before we even get to it, Limits.
I like this quiz show a lot.
This is themed on the Steelers season?
This is a full season quiz show on key moments, funny moments, and things that make you go...
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Pretty much.
Who goes first?
The first question is to Joe. We'll give you the first question.
All right.
Because last week Donnie had it.
All right.
Okay, Joe. The Steelers did not score a touchdown in their week 1
game. That could be any game, Limits, but go ahead.
Well, it was 2, at least. And they did not score one in the win that they had against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Their first touchdown came in week 2 against the Denver Broncos. Who scored the touchdown?
Who scored the touchdown in that horrific... It was actually a good game by the defense.
Yeah.
Was it a defensive touchdown? It would have been... I'm going to say that Justin Fields... No, he threw a touchdown pass. Pat Freiermuth.
Pat Freiermuth is incorrect.
I hate you.
I know what it is. It's Darnell Washington.
Darnell Washington. From Justin Fields, Darnell Washington scored.
I'm telling you, this is going to go the way the whole season's gone. Donnie is going to territorially outplay me, but when I need a big shot, I'm going to make it.
All right, Donnie, question to you. When the Steelers lost in prime time to the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott connected with this Cowboys wide receiver on 4th down to beat the Steelers. Who was the receiver?
Was that Jalen Tolbert?
Donnie is 2-for-2.
Oh, my God.
Joe is in an early hole.
He kind of pulled a Mulsey there by acting like it might not be the guy he was thinking of when he knew it was. Right, Limits?
Pretty much.
All right, I'm down 2-0. Boy,
Joe,
this is getting ugly
in
a hurry.
This is where we get to the fun questions.
All right.
At the end of the Browns game, when he was supposed to be the point man on the Hail Mary,
yeah,
George Pickens was fighting out of the end zone with a Browns player. Which Browns player was he?
Oh, come on. I wrote about this. I said it. It was the guy he was locked up with the whole game. His name begins with a D. And now I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, I can't remember. And I know who it is. Dalen McCutcheon? No, he's an old Brown.
Dalen McCutcheon is not correct.
Dexter Jackson?
Dexter Jackson is incorrect.
I was going to
no,
say.
No, I know who it is. I
you
take
are,
those.
No, you
no, no, no. Donnie,
answers.
I take those back.
You cannot take
I swear
back.
To God. Please, Donnie.
You already had two buzzers.
No, I was only kidding on those.
Limits is the moderator.
Newsom.
Well, he got it wrong anyway.
I did?
Or no, you did get it right. Never mind.
All right, Donnie. 2-1.
It didn't begin with a D. I thought you were going to say Denzel Ward.
What's his name?
Greg Newsom.
Greg Newsom was who it was.
Admittedly, you guys gave me a lifeboat there, but I'll take it. I finally remembered it. Thank you, Donnie, for your generosity. Mulsey never would have done that.
Okay, Donnie. Next question to you. At the end of the Cowboys game, George Pickens pulled on this Cowboys player's face mask as he was being taunted at the end of the game.
Ooh.
Who was the Cowboys player that's face mask got dragged by George Pickens?
I'm going to guess Trayvon Diggs.
That's incorrect. I don't think he played in that game.
I don't have a guess. I was focused on Pickens. I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Donnie.
Malik Hooker.
Incorrect.
Malik Hooker? Isn't he the guy from Ohio State?
Yeah, he went to Newcastle. He plays for the Cowboys.
He does?
He does?
Yeah,
he felt
he
like
does.
He was in the league 30 years ago.
he played safety for the Cowboys.
Pick?
Went to Ohio
State?
Might as
well say Bob Sanders was on that play.
Bob Sanders is correct. No, I'm kidding.
We don't know. Who was it?
Donnie, no other guesses.
Nah.
It was Jordan Lewis.
Thank you, Limits.
You're
2-1 still. I just got to hang around till the last question.
All right, so the next question goes to Donnie, correct?
No, goes to me.
All right.
No, it goes to Donnie.
Yes,
right.
It does. When Russell Wilson, Donnie, won his first big game with the Steelers in Washington, Russell Wilson forced the Commanders to jump offsides on 4th-and-1. Who was the player for Washington that jumped offsides? I will take a last name only if you give it.
Is it Daron Payne?
That is incorrect.
That was a good guess. It was a rookie. That's all I know.
That's correct.
I don't remember his name. Limits. These questions are impossible.
He just played.
You're
last
asking
week.
About obscure players from the NFC East.
He played last week in the game. It was not the
good
name
for
could
him.
Be on your mind. Yes,
he
good
sucks.
For him. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. This guy's playing. It's a rookie.
He sucks. You don't know either, do you?
No.
Who?
I would just be guessing.
Johnny Newton.
Newton.
Oh,
right.
That's the Illinois
Jerzon
guy.
Jerzon Newton
yeah.
with Johnny in parentheses is another name they call him, according to Pro Football Reference.
My turn. 2-1. I'm hanging around, Donnie. I think I'm going to make it to that bonus question. That's all. I have the Tomlin approach. I'm going to play ugly hang around for a Boz field goal at the end. Here we go.
The Steelers ran for 56 yards, Joe, against the Philadelphia Eagles to start the 5-game losing streak.
Yep.
Who was the Steelers' leading rusher in the game with 14 yards, and who was their second leading rusher with 13 yards?
I have to get both?
I will give you either or, but you got to say it in order. If you the 14 yards, you got to name the player that had 14 yards or the player that had 13 yards.
Just for the hell of it, I'm going to say their leading rusher that day was Cordarrelle Patterson.
No.
Damn it. I thought I had that.
I feel like Najee still led in rushing with 14.
Najee is correct with 14.
On 11 carries?
It was like 6 or 7.
It wasn't many.
All right, good, Donnie.
And their second leading rusher was Russell Wilson with 13 yards.
It's 3-1 right now?
Yes.
Are we to the final question yet?
This is the final question up next.
Worth 3 points?
Worth 3 points.
This is it, Donnie. Who gets the choice here?
Who had the last choice?
I don't remember.
Who had the last question?
I don't remember. That's why I
Donnie,
just asked.
Who had the last question that I just asked on 56
you
yards?
It
was
first.
Joe.
I had it. Okay, yeah. So this is Donnie's
so
choice.
So Donnie has the choice.
All right.
Donnie, 6 Steelers players only scored 1 offensive touchdown this season.
Oh.
How many of those players can you name?
That's a good one.
I knew you'd like the last question. We just had to wait and get there.
Scored 1 offensive touchdown.
1 offensive touchdown.
How many of those players can Donnie name? Okay. All right, big boy. Put your money where your mouth is here.
I'll go with 2.
I can name 3.
Ooh, you can name 3.
Yes, I can. I just said that, Limits.
Prove it, Joe.
That's the problem, isn't it? All right. Did he score 2 or 1? All right, here we go. All right. Three guys who scored an even one touchdown.
Just one touchdown. You have to have some sort of count on this.
All right. I have a count.
Number one, Arnie Smith's favorite player, Cordarrelle Patterson.
One.
Yeah, baby. Number two.
You're a third of the way there.
Oh, boy.
One third of the way there. Keep on thinking. Ten.
Wait, if it's a No. Hold a clarification. If it's a quarterback.
No quarterbacks.
No quarterbacks.
No quarterbacks. There's your hint.
I almost said Anthony McFarland Jr. before I forgot he was gone.
Six.
Hold on. You're putting
five,
unnecessary pressure on me.
Four. Donnie said a count. Three. Two. One. I need an answer.
Scotty Miller.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone?
I'm going to check just to make sure. I thought I had that one.
Are we still on the air?
I don't think he did, but
We are checking.
I would have thought you already knew this.
I did, but I had to just double check to make sure.
I know I didn't mean Miller. I meant Skowronek.
This is a huge question.
I meant Skowronek.
You said Scotty Miller.
I meant
Skowronek. It's a huge question. That's why we had to double check our work.
I meant Skowronek.
And the answer is incorrect, as Donnie wins.
How many did Mount Washington have?
He had one.
I almost said Mount Washington. I thought he had two.
Who were the other?
Did
Skowronek
have one?
Jaylen Warren had one rushing touchdown all season.
Okay.
Mike Williams won receiving touchdown.
That was an easy one.
Darnell Washington, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Michael Pruitt.
How did he score? Refresh my memory. What happened?
Regular season against the Ravens, he had a touchdown.
What?
The second game, obviously.
Tell me about it. What did he do?
I think it was just like a red zone play, like back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
No Skowronek?
No Skowronek. Skowronek did not catch a touchdown. And the other was Connor Hayward.
Who did he score against?
Great question.
Donnie?
I didn't remember that one. The two I had on my mind when I said two was Washington and then Patterson.
I was thinking.
I memory hold Mike Williams.
Yeah. Connor Hayward against Dallas.
Mike Williams was the easy one there.
Yeah.
And then I had Warren on my mind, but I thought more. And I had Mount Washington, but I thought two instead of one. Good game, Donnie. You're ahead 6-5 going into the great Super Bowl quiz show.
Yep. One Joe will tie it up, and then we'll have a bonus question to determine what happens. I have a bonus question ready.
That was okay. Limits. It was good. I wouldn't. Not to be confused with great. To quote Mike Tomlin. You agree, Donnie? It was a good quiz show, but not great.
Yeah, I think. I mean, we've had some great ones though.
Yeah,
we have had some great ones.
Yeah, he's been great at this year. I just think we need to be honest with him.
It's not like he's getting blown out in the playoffs here. He's not getting his head kicked in the playoffs.
I thought it was good. It was a good quiz show. Next week's going to be great, though. You're just saving it because your heart wasn't really in this one. You didn't even want to do it. right?
No, I'm not saying that. I feel like it would have been better to do a Super Bowl quiz show and take a bye week like the Super Bowl does on their bye week so that it would be for all the marbles and we can make it a big deal for 2 weeks.
It's still all for all the marbles.
Yeah, but if we tie, then it's a one.
If we tie, then it's like this Manning kick thing. If we tie, we're going to have
kick
the greatest
of destiny.
That's how me and Mulsey ended our years of quiz shows together.
Really?
Came down to one question. We were down at Pitt in the Peterson Event Center, and it came down to one question. It was something about running backs and like total yards or something from their career.
Yeah.
And I thought I had it. We were going for five minutes, Donnie, and I thought it was Shady McCoy. I was sure that it was Shady, and it wasn't. And then I forgot who the answer was, and he got it. Maybe Larry Johnson or something. I don't know what it was. I'll never forget it. That one lives with you the rest of your life. Is there a sports moment that wasn't mainstream, like not high school football or something, but that lives with you the rest of your life? I'll tell you one for me.
Like that I actually experienced or
yes.
One that I watched?
I'll tell you what it was for me. Cortland State, 1983, was drunk for virtually the whole year. 83, 84. We used to play in this ancient gym, kind of like the ones we were talking about, the Catholic school gyms around here. Very unique, you know, very inviting, I thought, to play basketball. There's one at Cortland that must have been 100 years old. So we go up there and have battles all the time right across from our dorm. And one time it was just the guys on the dorm, like the drinkers like me, just regular guys against football players, like real athletes. And they were pretty good. And we were beating them. And I was the orchestrator of this game. I was having an unbelievable game. And I stole the ball from this kid. It was 21 up to 2. It was probably close to 30. So it was an epic battle. I steal the ball from the kid, have a breakaway layup. And instead of banking it in, I went George Gervin kind of finger roll over the top. I'll make that shot 999 times out of 1,000. I'll never, ever forget. It went over the rim, clanked the back part of the rim, popped out, and we wind up losing the game. I'll live with that till the day I die. Do you have anything like that? Perhaps a wiffle ball game, a kickball game against a rival school, a dodgeball game, anything that you're still living with?
I wouldn't say I'm still living with it because I did have to like think back, but I can think to a game that it wasn't even like Little League. I think I was like 9 or 10. So I wasn't even like in that Little League age yet. I forget what at that point, like what it's even called in baseball. I'm playing in left field, and we are playing at a team at Maxwell Elementary School, which is in the Hemfield School District, and their left field is like pretty wide open because it's like one of those cases where it's two fields in one. So like left field, it just goes on forever. Like,
yeah.
And,
no fence.
No. And bottom of the last inning, ball hit out to me, and I drop it.
Oh, that hurts.
And
to
the
hear.
Game is over.
Oh,
I mean,
with that one when you go home, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. That was a rough one on like 10-year-old me.
Yeah.
I mean, I had like you know football like bad snaps and stuff like that, but I mean most of the time in high school we were getting our asses kicked so bad it didn't even really matter.
Did you try to one hand it where you should have used two on the fly ball? Or was it a liner, or why didn't you catch it?
It tailed like a little bit. I probably should have gone like the two-handed safe route like they teach you. And I
but yeah, that hurts to hear story.
That was a tough one. I also think back to like a funny now this is more of a funny one, not one that I'm like still living with. I've actually told other friends this. My senior year of high school, we were playing at Mars, and you know the receivers would always go in and out of the you know they'd go back and forth from the sideline. They would be the guys with the play.
Yeah,
and we're on our own goal line. We have 99 yards to go, and it's only like a 1 point or a one score game at this point. One of the receivers comes in. Gives us the play. He says it's going to be 39 jet. And we're all standing there in the huddle. And every single one of us on the offensive line kind of collectively said, we're calling a jet sweep on our own goal line. This is going to be a safety. And lo and behold, That guy got tackled 6 yards in the end zone.
Well, wait a second. Were you a bunch of chooks of Corifors? We should just lay down and quit here?
No, it wasn't that.
Why would you question the play call? It could have been a 99-yard touchdown.
Because the play call sucked. We're calling a jet sweep.
Did Arnie Smith phone that one in?
We're calling a jet sweep out of shotgun on our own goal line where the guy is going to get the football 6 yards in the end zone.
Yeah.
We were doomed.
Yeah, I hear that. That's what Chooks did, remember, when he said we might as well just kneel on the ball? That was his ticket out of Pittsburgh. All right, Donnie. This has been a hell of a show. Yes, Limits?
Fully agree. It's one of my favorites every Friday.
I had something planned for next, and now I forgot what it was, but it was really good, I can tell you that. Oh, it was getting back into this Russell Wilson thing. Now I know what it was. Yes, and it was on ESPN. It was Brooke Pryor. It was Brooke Pryor talking about what Russell Wilson looked like in practice the week leading up to the Ravens playoff game. Did you see this story, Donnie?
Oh, that he did not have a good week of practice.
You just ruined my tease. Yes, that he didn't have a good week of practice. We'll get to that next.